Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. Today we're going to talk about what Cyrano's is planning for the coming season.
And to talk about it, we'll have Sandy Harper here, who is the artistic director of Cyrano's. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you so very much. In fact, maybe I'll say what I say in my curtain speech. Cyrano's, welcome to Cyrano's. We do a different play every month, and every 19 years, a new lobby.
That's right, that's right. You remodeled recently.
Yes, we did.
It's very nice.
The house looks great, yes. Yeah,
and there's three bathrooms.
Three, one, two, three.
Exactly.
But, you know, this next season's really going to be special. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. So I really would like to take the opportunity to invite your listeners, if they've ever been in a play at Cyrano's, to send me a picture and tell me about their favorite experience. And I'd like to invite the audience members, regular audience members, to do that too. And, of course, we're asking Dick Rushman to be our centerfold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is, are you making a commemorative book or like a website or
an
exhibit
too,
in the lobby?
This is like an actual calendar that people can have, refrigerator art, so
wow.
on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But I'd also, if I may, you know, we produce continuously all year mm-hmm. round, share with you the rest of 2011 before I share with you what's coming up for our exciting 20th anniversary season.
By all means, that's what we would like to hear.
Oh, thank you, Jean. Well, our current production, still on to August 28th, is The Spelling Bee, and it is truly F-U-N. Right. It's a big hit. We are adding matinees the 21st and 28th. Mm-hmm. Then in rehearsal is Helen. Yeah, that Helen.
The Troy Helen?
That's the one.
The one who launched 1,000 ships?
Yes, it's really hard to have that face to launch 1,000 ships.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's kind of about celebrity culture, amongst other things. And so it's going to be, we have fabulous actors in it. And then after that, we are going to do Carnival, which was inspired by the Oscar-winning film Lily. And then the Tony Award-winning musical Carnival. And Bill Fubini's coming back to direct that for us. If anybody saw Souvenir, they know how
it was
fabulous.
Wonderful.
Yes.
It was great.
It was great. And then for December and the holiday season, we're having It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show.
Wow.
So we'll have a sound effects guy there doing all that and, you know, all those little jingles from the period. And hot off the press, we are adding a special new show called Pinkalicious based on the book Pinkalicious. If you're a five-year-old little girl, you know that book. But one of the reasons we're doing it is Teresa K. Pond directed the off-Broadway version of it, still running after 4 years, just finished directing the Toronto version. You know, she directed Spelling Bee for us.
Right, right.
So she's going to direct it for us, and it's going to be great fun, and we'll have
a... What's that about, Pinkalicious?
Pinkalicious is about a little girl who loves pink, loves pink. And she loves pink so much, she eats all these pink cupcakes, and she turns pink. So, it's really darling.
And they made this into a show?
Yes. Yes, they did. And we're actually going to have a special event at Barnes & Noble on November 26th, where Pinkalicious in person will read the book. So,
Who's the person who's playing the little girl in
your
show?
Well, the auditions will be coming up very shortly.
Oh.
And when is this scheduled?
The schedule in December is a little bit complicated. It's a Wonderful Life. We'll run our regular times. Mm-hmm. But because Pinkalicious is targeted for small children and families, it's going to run certain matinees. We'll also run it the 26th through the 30th of December so people can give it as a holiday gift to families. So that'll be fun. And so then, after that, we start our 20th season. And we're going to start off with Hockey Mom, Hockey Dad. We thought that would be cool because the Aces are so hot now. They just won the Kelly Cup. And So this is a romantic comedy, of course, written in Canada. It's a Canadian play.
Yeah, of course.
And it takes place at this ice rink where their single mom and single dad are watching their kids play in this hockey league. And I'm even thinking, you know, this is a producer's perspective. Maybe we won't even turn on the heat, save a little money. So you'll have that real cold
exactly.
and soil
everybody
experience.
Could bundle up. You bring toddies with them.
There you go.
You could sell toddies in the lobby.
Yes.
Hot chocolate.
Well, hot chocolate, yes. We only have a beer and wine license.
Okay. So,
a pretend toddy.
Right, exactly.
And then in February, I'm very excited, too. We're doing a play called Superior Donuts by Terry Letts. Very famous Chicago playwright. fact, Osage County won the Pulitzer a couple years ago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Steve Hunt's directing it for us, and actually Dick Reichman will be in that one. And it's about a donut shop in Chicago, and it make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll move you. So,
for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Sandy Harper of Cyrano's, talking about their upcoming season starting in March, which is their actual anniversary.
Exactly. Actually, our very first show was Pacific Rims, Our Countries Could. But then our first independent production Jerry and I produced was Ella Mossenary by Lee Blessing. So we're going to do a reprise of Ella Mossenary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed it. I remember. I was out of town for that.
Yeah, it's an exquisite play. It's really wonderful.
What's it about?
Well, what it about is three generations of women, a grandmother, a mother, and a young daughter. And it's their relationships. Of course, these are very unusual, eccentric, amazing women. And I don't know if you know Lee Blessing's work, but his language is totally wonderful. And I think everybody will love it. The reason I was reminded to do it, not only that it was perfect because it's our first show we did, was that in the play, the young girl has an interior monologue where she's at the National Spelling Bee. So that's, we were doing Spelling Bee, and I thought, I read it again, and I realized how wonderful it was. So all the stars were aligned for that.
And what's the name of that play again?
It's called Ella Mossenary. Can you spell it? It was the word.
What does that mean?
Oh, I know, but now I forgot.
Is it a word or a name?
It's a word. It's a word.
Oh. I used to know it too.
What does it mean? What does it mean, Jean?
No, I don't. I can't.
But I should have reviewed that for this show. But
it's okay.
But everybody, do your research and come and know Ella Mossenary. But I can't spell it for you, so you can look it up if you want. But anyway, then in April, we're doing a Kurt Vonnegut play called Happy Birthday, Wanda June.
Right.
And it's a really kind of an anti-war, anti-violent, macho kind of play. But it has more laughs than Neil Simon. It really does. That's one of the reviews said, and it's a wonderful play. And Jerry did Loose Leaf Harper, one of the parts in the play many years ago back in Seattle, and that's why I know that play.
How sensible.
Yeah. And then in May is pretty exciting too. We're going to do 10 Chimneys by Jeffrey Hatcher. He wrote Tuesdays with Maury. But this play had its world premiere in Arizona, and some of our board members saw it. It's about Lunt and Fontaine, famous early actors who had a retreat in Wisconsin called 10 Chimneys. And every summer they would come there and rehearse their plays, and the play they were rehearsing in this play was The Seagull. Mm-hmm. And they invited some of their pals over, like Sidney Greenstreet and Uta Hagen, who are familiar names in the theater and the films. And it's just a wonderful play as well. And
so it's a meta play.
A meta play within a play within a play.
Yeah.
Because the people in Arizona had a grant to actually go rehearse it at 10 Chimneys in Wisconsin, so if anybody wants to give us a grant to do that, it would be extraordinary. Then in June, we're going to do Bob Rauschenberg America. This is by Chuck Meads, who worked with City Theater and Anne Bogart, which is the ultimate in avant-garde and cutting-edge theater. And it just doesn't make any sense. You just have to surrender yourself to it. It's just fun. It's got all kinds of
Robert
imagery.
Robert Rauschenberg,
in it.
Visual artist?
Yes. It is based on his work. He's a famous collage artist.
Right.
So the play is a collage of vignettes and all
kinds.
He has
a mile-long painting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you put them all together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And famous for his American flags.
He died like 10 years ago or so.
I think that was about right. He was good friends with Jasper Johns.
Jasper Johns, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that I'm looking forward to that. In fact, we might even open it at the conference. We're talking to Dawson right now.
So you're going to use a lot of slides and stuff of his
there
work?
There are slides involved. It's not of his work, but slides that are involved in the play. And then there's skating chickens and all kinds of fun things in this play.
Wow.
So it's a little bit different. It's I wanted to do something that was super theatrical. And, you know, eclectic is our middle name. We try to do all kinds of different plays.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we have such a varied season so far, the stuff you're talking about. Makes my head spin. I can't imagine all these things happen.
Well, I know that I can hear from listening that I'm going to be very busy going to the theater.
Yay. We hope everybody does come often because, you know, every month it's quite a different universe. Then we're going to do a world premiere musical, 2012, August and July, summer, called Gold Rush Girls, inspired by the Good Time Girls. You know that book by Nell Morgan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about the ladies of the night during the Gold Rush period in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be pretty amazing. And Jane Wagner is going to be our dramaturg and direct it for us. She did Winter Bear for us last year.
And also Make Good the Fires.
Yes, she did.
Right.
Yeah, that was when we did all those world premieres by Alaskan playwrights.
Right, yeah, in the season, in the 50th anniversary. So
if you don't mind my my speaking of upcoming plays that are related to you but not at Cyrano's, we are going to have a production of Winter Bear this fall.
Yes, it's going to be at the Wildberry as part of the celebration of the AFN.
And Jane has come is coming up for that, too.
And if you have a chance, check out the webpage on it. It's fabulous. Then, in September, we're doing something that is amazing. It's called American Night, The Ballad of Juan Jose. It was the big hit at the Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. And when I was at the TCG conference, I courted the playwright who is Richard Montoya, part of Culture Clash. You know Culture Clash? They are an hilarious social satire group. But anyway, we're going to do his play, and it's going to be amazing. Nobody is spared in this play. Then in October, we're going to do Dead Man's Cell Phone and Sarah Rule's latest. I don't know if you guys saw The Clean House.
Well, let's not go that far because people are going to think that's September and October of this year. So.
Okay. Well, all right. Can I just tell one more thing, though? That's next 2012, November, it will be our resident playwright Dick Reichman's latest play about Anton Bruckner.
No, I went to a reading of that.
Yeah.
The first act, yeah, it was really interesting, very dreamy.
Yes. Well, he was
about the composer, Anton Bruckner.
It is. And in fact, we're trying to convince the symphony to play Bruckner's Seventh at the same time we are doing the play.
That would be wonderful.
Such beautiful music.
Because I love Bruckner's Seventh. But we're running out of time.
Oh.
I have to say thank you, Sandy, for talking about this immense and wonderful year of plays that you're going to do for your anniversary.
Thank you, Jean.
And it's very nice of you to come, Sandy Harper of Cyrano's.
Thank you for asking me, and thank you too, Mark.
Welcome.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. In Talkeetna, Denali Drama continues How to Make Love Like an Alaskan and Sleepless in Soldotna. The performances will be running through August 31st, and they're on Sunday through Wednesday nights at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available for all dates at Denali Arts Council, all one word, .org.
Out North presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch through August the 28th. Showtimes are Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 7 and 10. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Winter Bear Project is seeking Alaska Native actors as well as Caucasian actors. Roles are aged 17 to 90. Auditions in Anchorage are on August 18th, 19th, and 20th. The Winter Bear performs October 17th through 23rd at the Wildberry Theater during the AFN conference in Anchorage. But roles may be double cast in anticipation of touring this spring and through 2012. For more information or to arrange an audition time, please contact Jane Wenger at jwenger, all one word, at well.com or Janet Stoneburner at ghostlightak@gmail.com.
And finally, at Cyrano's, their production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee continues. Performances will be at 7 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday through August, with a Sunday matinee at 3 on August 21st and 28th. This comedy is a big hit with audiences. If you like to spell, you may have a chance to join in. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.